Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. John Pfeiffer with us talking certified Angus beef in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit RelentlessProtection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
John Pfeiffer is the current vice president of the American Angus Association. He'll be, in all likelihood, stepping into the presidency of the Angus Association come November at their annual meeting in Columbus, Ohio. Previously, he went through the chairs of the Certified Angus Beef Program. He was chairman when the CAB hit 1 million pounds of sales a couple of 3 years ago. John Pfeiffer says there's lots of branded beef programs out there that talk about black cattle or Angus cattle, but there's only one certified Angus beef.
It is the gold standard program at this time. And it's not just because of the meat. It's because the Angus cow has so much to offer to producers. You know, the Berkshire industry came to certified Angus beef 10, 15 years ago, and they wanted to start a certified pork program. And the problem that they ran into was that their sows didn't offer the same kind of maternal ability that the Angus mama cow did. So even though the program has become the gold standard for meat quality, it's because of the background of the cow and what she can do for the breed, and also the breeders and the people that are raising them that make this program work.
And John, I know one of the success stories of the Certified Angus Beef Program is the fact that genetics of our cattle getting better, and that's allowing you to source more beef for CAB.
You know, when this program would have started, this overnight success 40 years ago, we'd had acceptance rates of like 2 and 3% and 4%. This last year, we've had months that we went over 35% acceptance rates on those cattle. So because of that, we've been able to do a lot more marketing things, a lot more because of the supply. And it's just a compliment to our breeders in the fact that they have worked to produce that supply which we need, and they've done that through genomics and picking the right animals to breed to make this. You know, it used to be if we'd had 1% prime in this country, it would have been fantastic. We're now running 4 to 5% prime, and most of that's prime certified Angus beef, which is a phenomenal thing to have happen.
John, I know there's been tremendous growth for certified Angus beef. Well, you're talking about your retail trade, grocery stores, supermarkets, as well as at great restaurants around this country, but also lots of sales into the international market as well.
Yes, it is a truly pull-through model. And if you'll look at our sales, the most of our growth in the last few years has actually come on the international point. But if you look at our retail and you look at our wholesale and you look at our hotel and restaurant, those two are about even. So we use those a whole great deal. And we know that we now have chefs that are abandoning standard prime for CAG, just CAB choice at the present time, because they can get an eating experience out of it. It's just as good as they can with regular prime. So it's all of those restaurateurs and chefs and stuff that have realized the value of this, that have made it pull. It's become a pull-through program. It's not us pushing it through them. It's the fact that they want it and they pull that through to make it useful to us.
I guess what this fall, you're going to be celebrating that 40th anniversary at your annual Angus convention.
Yes, the annual Angus conference will be in November at Columbus, Ohio. There will be tours down to Certified Angus Beef so people can see all those changes are there. And we're looking forward to having everybody up to see what we've built and what Certified Angus Beef has done for that area. And we also have Certified Angus Beef going around the country right at the moment. We're painting our emblem on 40 barns throughout the United States at this time to celebrate that 40th anniversary and to brand the areas for people to see.
One of your barns has been painted.
Yes, one of our barns will be the only barn in Oklahoma that's been painted. So we were tickled to death to have that, and we were tickled that when they had a chance to come out and for us to be able to work with CAB and accomplish those things.
Vice President of the American Angus Association, Oklahoma Angus breeder, John Pfeiffer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyards, Saturday, September 22nd at noon. The sale features 750 head of bred heifers, cows, pairs, and bulls, including 30 Angus Influence first calf heifer pairs, 18 Brahma Influence first calf heifer pairs, and many more. New buyers must register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
Still to come, a little more farm news. Carson Horn is going to help us out with that next segment. Up next, right here on the Mighty 690, KGGF. We'll be right back.